Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. Bryn, do you have any little quickie ready for me right now? Got a line for me?
Oh, I thought that was going to be at the halves.
Only at the halves? Okay. Well, I'm sure there'll be a few things you'll drop in here. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Drive the most trusted brand on the road in California, Toyota. Let's go places. It's Thursday. Joe Exotic from The Tiger King. Oh, my God. He's so sad, you guys. By the way, before I jump into this part of the story, you know the Tiger King guy, Jeffrey Lowe? That kind of scumbaggy guy who came in toward the end there, and
yeah,
with the wife and the hot nanny and all the, he's been ordered to surrender all his cubs under 1 year old. Like, the guy's still got a ton of tigers. Turns out, I don't know if
that's how they make their money. That's what that show shows you is that these guys are breeding them and stealing. Frankly, the show. If you liked it, I'm happy for you. I don't want to take your joy away. But I thought that show was disgusting.
Yeah, they're not good people. I really thought all the tigers had been surrendered, the place and all the tigers had been surrendered to Carol Baskin. Turns out Jeff's got his own tiger cub still, and they've ordered every tiger under a year old to be surrendered. To where? I do not know. They're also trying to put all this like auditing and accounting stuff on him, as in like accounting for what tigers do you have whenever, you know, they don't want him breeding these tigers anymore.
Right. Put this guy out of business. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So Joe Exotic was furious yesterday that he did not get a pardon from Donald Trump. He tweeted, "I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. Boy, we were all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends come first." Trump did pardon a bunch of people. Steve Bannon, Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harris, rappers Lil Wayne, Kodak Black. There's a very long list of everybody that he gave pardons to, and if you're interested, you can certainly check that out. But one of the names not on there is Joe Exotic, who's very hopeful. In fact, they say Joe Exotic had a limo waiting for him at the jail, because he fully expected to walk out pardoned.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess the limo guy was like, "What, no tip? I'm going to tip." And the answer is no. One of the biggest memes that came out of Inauguration Day was Bernie Sanders. And he's, you know, he's all over social media all the time because he's always just yelling and saying something that you just need to retweet. He showed up wearing a very sensible coat. Guy lives in Vermont, you know, wool mittens, the whole thing. There was like shots of him just kind of like wandering by himself, more or less, you know, kind of going up and down.
Well, social distancing. I mean,
yes.
What's he
absolutely.
Do?
But, you know, people like to make their memes. And I guess this is the same coat. You know, of course, he's He's the guy who's like, I have two suits. That's all I have. They're old. They're all worn out. Oh, there he is. He's adorable. Look at him in his wool mittens. Nice and toasty. No hat, though.
He looks like one of my uncles. That's why we were cracking up at my house.
It's cute.
Yeah.
They were shut. They were shut. See the stairs where the lady's walking up there. He just like sort of, you know, taking his time, going down the stairs one at a time. That's how you do stairs. Go slow and you don't fall. It's the same Cody wore. I'm once again asking meme that was going around a while ago. He addressed that on the news later yesterday saying, in Vermont, we know something about the cold and we're not so concerned about good fashion. We want to keep warm. He's not wrong, you know. When it's freezing damn cold out, fashion goes out the window. You know?
And yeah, it's worse to sensible have to sit shoes. There.
Right. You know, I sometimes you ever go to a festival and it's cold because it's San Francisco. And you're like, oh, it's too bad. It's a cold day. And there's, you know, chicks in tube tops and short shorts. And they're standing there shivering. I'm like, oh, we suffer.
That is outside lands right there. Flip-flops and short shorts. And the weather's turned. It's now 49 degrees. And you're
and
just
misty,
looking at them
right?
going, what are you doing?
They're shivering. Do you not their lips know? Are blue. I know.
But
it's like, that's what your backpack's
what
for, to put your fur coat in.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Nathan Apodaca, he's the viral TikTok dreams guy. He shared some good vibes. I guess there was the inauguration parade and it was sparse. But he just put together a thing where it's just tons of people on skateboards, everybody holding like little various people, I should say, in like different clips. He's playing the dream song and everyone's got the little American flag on the tiny wooden stick. You know, you've seen those. They stick them in cakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly, even though I watched it and at first I was like, oh, more of that. And by the end, I'm like, God, you know, it is about the vibes. He brings them. He gives them. So it's very sweet. Early on Inauguration Day, the Warriors released a video message for Kamala Harris, the former California senator. She was born in Oakland. She's always said she's proud to be a daughter of Oakland. The video shows a young girl named Stella, who is from Oakland, talking about why she's a little girl and talks about why she appreciates Harris, the first female vice president in American history. And she's wearing a Warriors jersey with the number 49 on it because Harris is the 49th vice president. There have been only 46 presidents, but 49 VPs. Like, a few people cycled through. I think Nixon had two, and the other guy was Roosevelt had three VPs during his four terms back in the olden days. So do you have a little clip from this vid for me?
Madam Vice President.
Not saying you gotta put this up in your office at the White House, but it'd probably be a good idea. Congratulations. Blazing your own path. We're all rooting and supporting you the whole way.
Oh, this means so much to me. You guys, I will proudly, proudly display this in the office of the Vice President of the United States, an office I am about to occupy. And I cannot thank you enough. And you always bring such joy and pride to me as a daughter of Oakland. Be well, be safe. And this is really so very special. So thank you all. And I hope to see you soon. Go Warriors.
That is going to be so cool. There's a little girl, Stella. So cute. So it says, for the name, it says Madam VP. And then the number 49, it's, you know, it's just a jersey. And Steph signed it. And that was Steph Curry.
I'll tell you something. I'm not really, and I've said this 10 times already, but I'm not really interested in politics. I certainly don't want to consume it 24/7. But even just now, between Amanda Gorman and that little video, the positivity switch, I can get with. I need that. I love it. That video is great.
Yeah. She's there's pictures of Kamala growing up. If you haven't seen it yet, just, you know, Google Kamala Warriors video. Brittany, drop that into our Facebook. That's where all our helpful links are.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you, Vinny. It just feels. I don't even know if there's a word for it. I feel relief and joy and sort of faith in the country and the people who you know, I don't love politicians in general. I think the whole system's somewhat broken. But I feel a little better today than I did the last 4 years.
While I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the news today. He dropped a couple classic movie lines, Vinny, while he was getting his vaccination.
Good for
him.
He
got his COVID-19 vax yesterday at Dodger Stadium. And he said, "I've never been happier to wait in the line. Come with me if you want to live." Good one. From Terminator. So I guess he said, let's see. He said that in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And apparently said that a few times in the series. He also said, I guess that from one of his lesser, I don't even think I'd ever heard of this movie called Jingle All the Way, but he was in that.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. My sister watches, we used to watch that all the time as kids.
Do you remember the line, "Put that cookie down now"?
Yes.
I don't remember it. I remember the movie. I've definitely seen it. And those movies, Kindergarten Cop, right? And then this one, Jingle All the Way, are the ones where he crossed over big time.
Yeah. It has Sinbad in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe I didn't see it. I'm a huge Sinbad fan.
These two are trying to get, I forget the toy name, but they're trying to get this really, really popular toy.
Oh, like the Furby. This is like a takeoff on something like that.
Yeah, and they're really trying to get this toy for their kid. Like, so they have to fight for it. And they're going to all these different stores. Ooh. And the whole cookie thing is because his next door neighbor is like hitting on his wife because he's not home trying to get this toy. And the neighbor just is
taking advantage of
his wife, basically.
Put that cookie down now.
Yeah, and we always quote that.
So that's apparently an iconic line. And
put that cookie down.
Yeah.
Now.
Then yesterday he dropped another quote. He changed it a little to fit the situation. He told the healthcare worker who was administering his vaccine, "Put that needle down." So there.
Very
you go.
Cute. He's so relatable.
It is just adorable. Come with me if you want to live. Okay, we're going to Dodger Stadium, get ourselves a vaccination. Sounds like a plan, Arnold. So there you go. That's having a little fun with the vaccination. Massimo Giannulli is in the news today. I told you last week that he's been in.
He loves jail, right? He loves it.
Oh, my God. Well, what's not to love, Ben? He's been held in isolation for, I want to say, they were saying a month or 6 weeks. And he was bummed. They kept testing him, and he would test negative for COVID, but he still wasn't being released into the general population. He has, in fact, now been released, placed in minimum security. But he was in solitary confinement. I guess you could still, there were other people in the solitary row, and so you could like talk through the wall or yell down the hall to them. But he was supposed to be in the minimum security section and had to spend an extended period in quarantine. So his lawyer is pissed. Well, I'm sure they're both pissed. He said it's far more extreme than what the court recommended. Every day that Mr. Giannulli spent in isolation caused harm to his physical, mental, and emotional health. They do say it's terrible for you to be in isolation. So he's out. Well, he's not out of prison, but he's out into the minimum security area, which is great news.
Well, what will he be bothered by there, I wonder? Huh?
Oh, there'll be something, Vinny, I'm sure. These people, they keep talking to me. God, I wish I was alone. Well, he has, let's see, he's supposed to serve 5 months behind bars. $250,000 fine, 250 hours of community service. Lori Loughlin, his wife, she got 2 months in prison. I think she did about a month. And she's 56. I don't see his age here. Maybe I said it. 57. There it is. I love real estate.
We know.
Thank you for paying attention to me. Matt Damon is on the real estate roundup today. I'm going to do a few of these. I save them up, you know, so I can do them all at once. Matt Damon has a luxurious $21 million L.A. home. It's in Pacific Palisades. 13,508 square feet. Big backyard. A waterfall, koi pond, dining terrace. It's pretty modern. It's really nice, but kind of zen. It's like modern but warm. Very boxy, but then, you know, but everything is nice woods. And the kitchen is freaking gorgeous. So it's on the market for $21 million.
Well, it better be gorgeous for $21 million. I mean,
you know,
really.
It's only on a half an acre.
You know? I don't even know what that means.
It's like, I don't know, like in a neighborhood, I'm trying to think. Like what, well, I don't know. I think, what? How big is your lot? Do you have any idea?
Zero.
Okay, thanks.
I can't help you. I don't know if people know this stuff.
It's 20,000 square feet or something. So, but
I just think there have to be others out there like me when you say half an acre that go, I don't know.
That's me, Vinny.
Yeah, I mean, I can't be the only one. But it's okay. Go on. I'm sure there's others like Brynn who go, oh, that's 432 feet by 450 feet.
It's not big. It's about half an acre is like 22,000 square feet. So,
it's still
if you think
a nice
to yourself,
size lot, though.
Yeah, it's a nice size, but not for a 13,000 square foot house. Mm. I mean, I'm sure
for
it's
for a $21 million house, more
right.
importantly.
You'd think you'd get a couple of acres with that, you know?
Where'd you say this was?
It's in, let's see, the Upper Riviera area of Pacific Palisades.
Oh,
do you see it?
Nice.
Yeah. They're saying Pacific Palisades area, so I'm not exactly sure. I have this in People magazine. That's where I'm looking at the pictures. It's exactly what you think a $21 million house would look like, but warm and modern, lots of modern touches, the sort of floating staircase, and the kitchen's just gorgeous. It's a custom mahogany kitchen, blue stone countertop, stainless steel Viking Wolf and Miele appliances, or Miele, I don't know how you say that. They've got a game room, bar, office, gym, media room, staff quarters. You're going to need that in your 13,000 square foot, $21 million house. Wine storage, tasting room, of course, a gorgeous pool with the cascading waterfall and a koi pond. Hawaiian-inspired patio. It's gorgeous.
So where's Matt going?
You know, they don't say. I'm sure he has multiple homes, right? Doesn't he have, like, five girls, five daughters, four daughters? Plenty of bedrooms for you there, though. It's a seven-bedroom place. There's a... Do you know sex star Mia Malkova?
Nope.
Never heard that name. She's pretty, you know, blonde, busty.
She's
exactly
a, when
you
say
think.
Sex star, you mean a porn star?
They're saying sex star here. Porn star. 28 years old, and she's working from home. She just bought a castle in Oregon. Castle. It's a sort of castle-looking house, you know, just a house. $3.9 million Portland castle on Germantown Road.
I looked her up. I've never seen her work, but she is, in fact, a porn star.
She's good-looking. It's a good-looking porn star. She doesn't look too beat, you know. Happens. This place is super castle-y, though. You know, doors with studs on them, and I'm looking at some, it looks like brick floors and kind of that Venetian plaster-looking wall thing. And
do you like it?
It's a little over the top. It's castle-y, you know. I don't know that people need a castle. Some people do. There she is behind the bar, which is enormous and has, you know, it's like a copper top with big studs across the front. Very castle-y, you know, that look. The doors have little medieval peepholes cut out. You can peek through, check on what's on the other side. And oh, man, the great room's gorgeous. Sort of, it almost looks like there's a village inside the house. It's pretty cool. And even the little kitchen is behind, like, doors with big studs in them. So that's what you can get for about $4 million in the Portland area. Armie Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers have slashed the price of their home amid all the scandals that are going on right now. He listed it. It's in Hancock Park. Yeah, I guess that's in the LA area.
I don't know.
That's what they're saying here. It went on sale for $5.8 million in September, and now it's down to $4.99 million. which I think means they're actually going to lose money on this thing. He has been in the news recently because he wants to eat people and has been drinking.
But
and...
in a good way. You got to stop saying that he's trying to.
No, he's actually said, I want to barbecue you and eat you. I want to eat your ribs. I want to take a rib and barbecue it. I mean, he's a cannibal, Vinny. It's clear.
I can't.
Army
I
Hammer wants to eat people.
Isn't it just dirty talk?
I hope so. I hope he doesn't really want to eat people. It's more fun to think of him wanting to eat them, though.
I know what's more fun, but I feel bad for the guy. Like, although, you know, he's done this to himself with his dumb, I have another Facebook or what, Instagram that I use to...
My secret Instagram.
Yeah, to document all my drug use and affairs. Like, could you be any dumber, Army? What the
hell? He called himself 100% a cannibal. Fantasized about drinking a woman's blood. He wanted to keep a woman's toe in his pocket. Cut that off and keep that. And then one of his, I guess his ex said, he said he wants to break my rib and barbecue and eat it.
But he only said it. She didn't
sure.
say
but
he
didn't
did
actually eat anyone right. that we know of.
Right.
Check his secret Instagram. And then, of course, I think it was early this week, possibly late last week, he's licking drugs off some guy's hands and then drinking a beer, well, in what seemed to be a moving car. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Well, I realize some of this is over the top and obnoxious, and yet between two people, I feel like anything goes as long as everyone's comfortable with it. And I'm leading to this. Do you and John, your husband, have a safe word so that one of you knows when the other has had enough? Like, I'm out. This is too much.
Yeah, it's stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we're not, you know me. I have zero pain threshold. If he leans on my hair, like, the session's over. He's very careful.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm looking for
we're
out
all familiar
at all
with
times.
The, we're all familiar with the leaning on the hair. Eventually, you get, you know, ow! Yeah. You're on
ew!
My hair.
Right.
You don't have
me.
Hair anymore, so you've eliminated that
I
problem.
Have. I've taken, right,
that's
you know.
Good.
I don't like it. I don't want to be choked. I don't want any of this stuff.
I can honestly say, and I wish maybe I have to work on changing this, but I've never been in a situation besides on the air when that lady was kicking the crap out of me, I needed a safe word or there was an agreed upon safe word. I've never been there.
What was the safe word?
Maybe
then?
I need to.
The show has a safe word. It's queef, in case anyone is ever having getting too much. Well, did you have a safe word with Mistress Maduri that time?
I don't remember, but I'm sure that I called it out, and yet nobody stopped anything. I was getting completely annihilated.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah, it was great. In my underwear, by the way, which wouldn't fly in the office place anymore at all.
No, the olden days were different. I'm not going to say better or worse. I mean, I liked them better, but, you know, I wouldn't want to go on record with that. I'll leave you with this. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is asking $7.5 million for a 46-acre Georgia estate. 46 acres, a lot of acres.
Whoa.
I think like maybe a, you know what? I could tell you an entire football field, 100 yards by 50 yards, is like, I think you can fit 1.5 football fields in an acre.
Oh, okay.
So he's got like, so Matt Damon's house, the half acre is... like about the size of, let's say, a little less than a football field.
All right.
So it says 1.3 acres in a football field.
Oh, 1.3 acres in a football field? Yeah. So, you know, like close to 1.5. Anyway, it looks like asking $7.5 million for his 46-acre Georgia estate, The Rock is going to lose about $2 million. He has it. He actually... they're saying he bought the place just last year for $9.5 million, and now it's back on the market. So I don't understand these people. It's real nice, though. 14,700 square foot mansion, a log cabin, a detached farmhouse, a 12-star stall bar, a riding arena, private lake, saltwater swimming pool with accompanying cabana, 46 acres of land near Atlanta, French country manor style.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever wondered what you'd do if you were filthy rich, it sounds like you'd make mistakes. I think, you know, b- buying is one of those emotional things. Even if it's something online that's only cost $5, you find yourself going, oh, I got to get that.
That's
and they may run out.
Life.
I need it.
Yep.
And here's an example. The Rock probably went, I feel like I need this. And then later went, I don't need that. What did I get that for?
Let's dump that.
I just lost $2 million.
Right. He doesn't have, I mean, it's not like he has to sell it. If he knows he's going to lose at least $2 million, he certainly could hold on to it. He just said, streamlining maybe. I don't know. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, if you like numbers, this is your week after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.